You stick by me, I'll see you safe.
That was how I met Cruvel Wavedog. The warriors made short work of the king's rat guards. The vermin were overwhelmed by hares and shrews who gave no quarter and took no prisoners. I turned my face away from the guards with whips who vanished beneath roaring crowds of slaves, each one wanting to get at them. Those guards paid the final price for their seasons of cruelty. But it was Agony who screamed loudest. The slaves who had been carrying his litter, groaning under the weight of their burden, waded into the fjord and set it afloat. It did not sail far before it sank into the deep icy waters. Agony was sobbing.
I cannot swim! I cannot swim!
I saw the badger holding Triss back. Then the King of Riftcard went under and never came up. Whips, spears, uniforms and anything including the throne which had the royal symbol on it were burned. Cushions, drapes, scrolls, tables, chairs, beds, everything. Some slaves took a white silk bedsheet and painted on it in green dye the word Freedom in large bold capitals. Kruver and I hung it out on two spear poles over the fortress gates. Food! We found food! Large stocks of it locked away in storehouses and pantries. Food that slaves had grown in the fields of Riftguard slopes. Our cooks put on an amazing banquet. I was sitting by the bonfire between Kruver and Triss, eating and singing. My face was hurting from smiling and laughing. Logalog, the Gowerzan chieftain, and a funny hare called Scarim, followed Sagax down to the dungeons below stairs. I was told later that the badger demolished each cell door with a single blow from his big battle axe. The prisoners had to be treated carefully, but they were very weak and puzzled. When I told them they were free, some of them could not stop crying. We had to stop one or two and wanted to go back to the cells, afraid of what would happen if they were caught outside. Mockup, the old hamster, came up from the cells carrying a small bundle. It was a tiny mouse babe. No beast knew who he belonged to. Kruver and I took him, fed him and wrapped him in silk sheets. Triss could see we liked the little fellow very much. She asked what we were going to call him. Kruver never hesitated.
Freedom! That's what he'd be called! Freedom!
Triss took a golden crown and a gold pouring from under her cloak. Both were studded with jet stones. She watched the baby's eyes shining in the firelight as he gurgled and reached out with his tiny paws for the shiny objects. Triss gave both the pouring and the crown to him. She patted his head and said,
"Pretty toys, that's all they are. Pretty toys for a babe to play with. If he gets tired of them, let him throw them in the sea, because they're no use to any other creature."
This account of what happened at Riftcard, I entrust to Skipper. He has promised to let others read it.